Hello, all you happy innovators out there. How have you been, huh? For the past month and a half. I have an apology to make to you. And I'm going to explain the situation so that it's clear to you, because I feel that I should. I feel that I owe it to you, especially if you're, you know, vested in me. You've been listening to my Singularity podcasts, and I know there are a few of you that have. So I feel that I'm obligated to explain to you what's been going on for the past month and a half. And I didn't want to wait too long, because there is, you know, such thing as waiting too long. If you've been following me, you know, for the past couple years or whatever, and I know some of you have, you probably are maybe a little confused as to what I'm doing. And I will admit that I wouldn't blame you if you were a little confused, you know, kind of like cut you off. Sorry about that. But I'm going to explain it to you because I think it's something that's worth talking about a little bit here. Now, first of all, what I want to say is thank you for sticking with me if you're listening to this. And thank you for understanding. Okay. Thank you in advance anyway. You know, for maybe from like January of 2018. The first month of the year, up until about, you know, the middle of March, maybe the beginning of March, okay? I decided that I was going to kind of like take a little bit of a break, okay? Because the past year, you know, I put out the Escons project, and it was so much work, you know? It was like so much material and just, you know, a whole solid year of kind of like being under the gun, you know, or feeling like I was under the gun. Like I always had a deadline, and that was fine, you know, because the net result was, you know, this plethora of new material. And, you know, all the while I was doing that, you know, I was, of course, putting out the Singularity podcast, and I was doing the Interesting Actual, and it was just like a really full schedule, and that's good. And I'm glad I did it. I'm not sure I would do it that way again, but, you know, it had its benefits, right? But what I found was at the end of it, like I was just tapped out. You know, I just had no real mojo. Like there was no real motivation to really make music or anything, you know? And, you know, it kind of like points to this thing that I want to talk about a little bit, like as an artist, okay? I know that sounds pretentious, but, you know, let's face it, at this point, I'm an artist, you know? I mean, I've been doing this for so long. And I should say, too, that my wife has been doing it for so long because she's been by my side for a lot of it, you know? So whatever trajectory my creativity takes, you know, she usually goes along for the ride. And so I think it's cool to kind of think about and talk about. And I guess what I want to say is, you know, I kind of felt coming into the year of 2018 and stepping off of the Escons project, okay, I kind of felt like when I would put out a Singularity podcast or when I would put out anything musically or whatever, I kind of felt like there wasn't any blood going to it, you know, like I was a little bit dissatisfied with a handful of things, especially when it came to the Singularity podcast. And I found myself after the year of Escons 2017, you know, I found myself just like with no motivation to go into the studio. Like I just needed to take a break. And, you know, I took a know, I took about 2 or 3 months off of making music, really. I released a couple of cover songs and all that, but I hadn't released any original material since January, or since December. And I just did not have the motivation to do it, which was kind of like shocking to me in some ways, because it's never really happened like that before for me. Okay, I've had dry spells and stuff when it comes to creativity and music and stuff, but this was different. You know, I was exhausted and I was dissatisfied, you know, and a little bit frustrated, I guess, would probably be a good word to use. So I decided that I would take a month off of everything, you know, just to not do really any music, or, you know, to not have to do any music, or not have to do a Singularity podcast, and not have to do an Interesting Actual, to just really take a solid month off, you know? And it was a much needed break. And now, okay, you're catching me on the tail end of that, right? And in some ways you could even argue that I might be still like in the middle of it a little bit, but I know that, and I'm aware that I had just kind of stopped, and I didn't really feel like giving an explanation for it would be like necessary or cool or anything. It would be kind of lame, like I'm gonna take a break now or something stupid like that, like I'm a rock star or something. But it was like just something I decided to do, and my wife was kind of encouraging me to do it too, and it was great. And it is great because, you know, I have a lot of things like cooking. Like, just because I took a month off of making music and making podcasts and all those things, it doesn't mean that I was sitting there, you know, brushing the potato chip crumbs off my shirt and watching TV, you know? I mean, I have been busy with a lot of other things. And I've been kind of going through, okay, kind of going through a change, okay? I'm kind of going through a phase or something. And this has happened before in my life. Like, over the course of the past 40 years, you know, there have been peaks and valleys with the creativity and all those kinds of things. And sometimes it's pouring in, like the inspiration is pouring in, and sometimes it's just not there. And sometimes you'll go through like a season, and it doesn't mean like winter, spring, or summer. I mean like a season of creativity that may last a couple of years, or maybe a year or 4 years or something like that. And then that season comes to a close, and then you go into another season. And I would say that right now, okay, I'm entering into a new season. And so I have been creating things and working on things and decidedly, you know, changing certain things. And it's part of the reason why I was reluctant to release another Singularity, because I'm not 100% sure, okay, that the format that I'm delivering to you is exactly what I want to be doing, okay? I feel like there could be more. I feel like it could be better. I've had a few ideas over the past year or so, you know, coming up with things to try to make it better, and I haven't nailed anything down. Okay, so I just kind of feel like something needed to change with that. And I think something needs to change with like the Interesting Actual, and something needs to change with the music a little bit. And so, you know, over the past 4 months or so, I've been doing a couple things. I've been getting some new equipment, some much needed new equipment, just new sounds, new ideas, different kinds of things that I'm working on that are not necessarily music, but they will be presented to the public in due time on since I kind of work it all out and I'm in that process, you know, it's a process. And you got to follow that muse, you know. And that is definitely, that idea of the muse is something I wanted to talk about, because I think I have something to say about that, really. Because, you know, what I should do is I should read you the definition of the word muse. So, I'll grab my handy-dandy New Oxford American Dictionary, okay? And I will look up the definition of muse. Okay, so, muse, M-U-S-E, muse. In Greek and Roman mythology, each of the nine goddesses, the daughters of Zeus and Mnemosyne, who preside over the arts and sciences. Okay, definition number two of muse, M-U-S-E, muse. A woman or a force personified as a woman who is the source of inspiration for a creative artist. Okay, so I think for me personally, I'm going to skip over that first definition because I don't believe that there are nine goddesses, okay? I don't believe it. There's only one God, okay? In my book, in my life, there's only one God. At least I hope there is. But I'm going to go with that second definition, you know? That thing, the muse, and you know, personified is in a person or whatever. I think I should talk about that a little bit, because over the past couple years, about 2 years now, I have followed my muse, and, you know, at different points in my life, there have been different muses, you know, like they come and go in my life, and sometimes they're a person, they usually are a person, and, usually a woman, and, you know, my wife understands this, you know, like my wife, is well aware of my process, and she understands how I think and how I operate. So if my muse winds up being another woman, my wife doesn't really mind, okay? She kind of gets it, she kind of understands it. My muse is not my girlfriend or my wife or something. My muse is a separate thing. My music is a separate thing. You know, my creativity is. So my wife has just always been very, very cool and supportive and understanding about that, you know. And what I can say is, over the past couple years, I had found a muse, okay? I had found a new person. And you don't, when it comes to this muse thing, this person, this inspiration for creativity, you don't get to pick who that person is, okay? That's a really odd kind of thing, and it's kind of hard to explain, but I've been doing this for so long, so I do have some, you know, educated opinion that I can share with you about it. And that's what I would say, is that when it comes to your muse, you don't necessarily get to pick who the muse will be. They kind of pick themselves, okay? And in my case, over the past couple of years, I had found a new muse, okay? And which is cool, okay? It's cool, and it awakens a lot of things, and you start to go, and you start to burn, like you start to, you know, get the fire going, you know, of creativity, and this person is like there, and they're like the target, you know, the inspiration, right? And what was weird was, I have had many, many different muses, okay, throughout the course of my lifetime, but the interesting thing about this most recent one, okay, is that it's somebody who doesn't talk to me anymore, okay? And that's just such a strange thing to me, because I have learned a really hard lesson over the past couple of years. And the lesson is this, okay? Number one, you don't get to pick who your muse will be, okay? The muse comes along and it becomes self-evident that they are that source for you, okay? For whatever reason, okay? And what's optimum or what's great is when you're friends with that person. So you get to talk to them and interact with them and those kinds of things, okay? But in this case, in my case, over the past couple of years, I was talking to this person briefly for a short period of time, and then I was cut off. And that didn't stop this person from being my muse, okay? It just was tragic because it was somebody that really no longer wanted to talk to me, really. Okay? And that sucks. It sucks. And, you know, I guess the reason I can talk about it now is because I think I have finally kind of exhausted that avenue, that, you know, that source, okay? It's tapped out, and I have nothing left, and it's time for something new, okay? And that's where I'm at right now, you know? And believe me, I got a lot of things cooking, and I think that you're gonna really like what I've been working on. And I'm, you know, little by little, it's kind of getting back into the music, kind of picking the instruments up again, and having that desire and that burn to like get into the studio and record a thing and work on something and enjoy it again. You know, I'm finally kind of like recovering from the year of Escons and the season of this muse, you know? It's finally time for a new season, and that's what it feels like, you know? So, you know, all kinds of things are happening. Like, I've, you know, cleaned out my studio and from top to bottom. It's spotless. It's clean. I got new equipment. I've got new ideas, new direction, and all this. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm in the process. Like, right when I finish here, I'm going to get to work on something new that I'm working on and trying to expand and get better and all those types of things, right? But I just wanted to kind of drop a line to you quickly today and just kind of give you like a state of the union, kind of tell you what's going on. And you know, I don't really have much more to say. I just wanted to tell you that I'm still going, I'm still cooking, you know, I'm still doing stuff. It was just time for me to take a little bit of a break, you know, shut down, clean everything up, to kind of get my house in order, you know, and prepare for the next season. And a new muse has emerged, you know, and you gotta follow that muse, you know. So that's all I wanted to say for today, you know. I guess I should say thank you for just sticking with me and hanging in there and understanding, you know. And, you know, I can promise you that the year of 2018 will probably be the most interesting and exciting year of my career, okay? Got all kinds of stuff coming, all kinds of new ideas I'm cooking up and working on, working very hard. So stick with me, folks. We're going to have some fun this year. And I guess I should say that, you know, I may or may not make you another singularity in the next, you know, whatever, the next couple of weeks or maybe a month or so or something, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to nail it down, but just keep your ear to the ground. You know, I won't leave you with nothing. I'll give you something, but I'm going to continue with the direction I'm going. I'm going to continue working on the new things, and, And I'll be delivering some new music shortly too. I have been working on a lot of new music, so kind of an unusual singularity today, but it's okay. It can stand alone. It's just a state of the union. Look at it that way. Thanks for hanging with me, everybody. And with that, this is Mike Bostwick from Pipe Choir Records signing off. And remember, folks, if you want to keep what you've got to give it away. Take it easy.